not the way you want to end the season. I think that was one of the best basketball games I've seen, been a part of as a player or coach, and it's too bad one of the teams had to lose. I don't think either team lost the game. There was just one or two more plays made by Elmhurst, and fortunately we were on the short end. But these guys have nothing to hang their heads about or be ashamed about. They had a tremendous season that nobody will ever take away from them. They're leaving a legacy and a tradition for the younger guys to try to live up to. They've been part of three NCAA tournament teams, conference championship teams, conference winning streak, and that's something that will never be touched. And just because we lost this game here, it shouldn't tarnish the special careers and seasons that these guys had. So I'm proud of them. They shouldn't hang their head about anything. They have nothing to be ashamed of. Elmer's just made one more play, a couple more plays. And I don't know how much we had in the tank by the third overtime. I think we definitely had some chances at the end of the regulation, at the end of the first overtime, whether it's a missed blockout or a loose ball or not getting the ball in on the press breaker twice helped hurt us. Just a little play here and there, that's the difference.
And just a split second, too. DJ almost puts that one in there.
Yeah. We wanted them to go the length of the floor, and that was the whole plan. I think Elmer's did a good job making them turn one or two extra times to take an extra second or a half second off the clock, and that was the difference.
Did you have a good view on that?
Yeah, I think it was late. Yeah.
I know that Weeks makes that three-pointer there at the end of the first overtime. Were you thinking foul?
We talked about it in the timeout, and we haven't practiced it. I know a lot of people are in favor of fouling. We haven't practiced it. Our team believes in our defense and our defensive philosophy. And to a kid in the timeout and all the coaches said, no, we've relied on our defense all year. It just takes one stop. Let's play it out. And the kid made a great play. It's not like we didn't defend him and he was wide open. He made an unbelievable three-point shot, and you tip your cap to him. But we thought about it, and we asked the kids it. We asked the kids about it. But I don't think it was ever a thought in their mind, especially without practicing it. We've relied on our defense all year, and we just needed the one stop, and we didn't get it.
You know, when you start playing on all those minutes, you got fouls and all that kind of stuff. You guys are just obviously exhausted.
Yeah.
You kind of worry about, you know, they come out and get that three-point play right off the bat, that at some point, you know, a big momentum thing.
To start the third overtime? Yeah, they made some plays in the third overtime and got that separation on us right away. I think both teams were pretty tired by the end. I don't know if we had much semblance of running our motion. It was more guys just making a play. So at that point, they were just making a little more plays than a few more plays than we were.